This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So sad, so tragic for our country. That the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office, and to jeopardize the security of our elections, the integrity of our elections, has taken us to this place.
All right, it is about impeachment, and now it is in the Senate's hands. We've been talking about this for quite some time. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. What else is new? We're starting in Washington, D.C., the politics of the day. On the menu, the House formally presented those two articles of impeachment to the Senate right at news time in the news cycle, which would be right before the evening news, and then they had the long walk across to the other chamber from the House, delivering the two articles. So now the Senate takes it and runs with it, and this is the trial that will happen, the case against the President Donald Trump, which signifies the beginning of the third Senate impeachment trial of a U.S. president in history. So how about that? The House managers walked it. It was very dramatic, like I said. 5 o'clock straight up across the Capitol on Wednesday, and then they were received by the Senate. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the House managers would formally present the articles at noon Eastern on Thursday, because there is procedure, protocol, if you will, and it's hardly ever happened. So that's when they dust off the instructions that have been left from years and years before. The House Speaker said that the House would do this delivering of the articles of impeachment and then move on from there. You heard that at the top, a little bit of Nancy Pelosi, and Pelosi appointed managers who included both key parties from the House impeachment inquiry, as well as a couple of surprise picks, ones that we thought were going to happen. I said this the other day on the show, of course, Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff, and California Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler from New York, Hakeem Jeffries from New York, and Lofgren from California, also part of that. And there was a few others that were in the mix, too. So they get the articles, move forward on Thursday. They have the swearing in, because this is the formality part of this. They have the swearing in of both Chief Justice John Roberts and the U.S. Senators in this as well. Because remember, here what we have is going from the House to the Senate, it's a trial. I mean, that's what we've seen happen before, and that's exactly what this is. So it is historic. I do agree with that, since we rarely have seen it. But now what happens is, and pretty much what the Senate Majority Leader McConnell has said, is that they're likely going to get underway with all of this probably on Tuesday. So that would be the 21st. And what the parameters are and the witnesses and how that all works out, of course, is yet to be seen. There's lots of speculation and there's a lot of analysis over, what's going to happen. Is it, you know, John Bolton said that he'll testify. Lev Parnes was a guest on the Rachel Maddow show. I should say she had an exclusive sit down with him. We're going to let you hear some of that, because it was interesting what he had to say. He was working with Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, where all of this all sits in the lap of Rudy. Because you go back to July and the phone call with the Ukrainian president, and then the speculation of some of the details of that, and then how everything unfolded from there, the keepers of what happened and the tales they'll tell emanate from the mouth of Lev Parnes, who said, by the way, that the president knew exactly what was going on. And like I said, this is a trial situation. So in a trial situation, what that means is you're hearing evidence. So that's the whole thing about the witnesses and what the witnesses would provide. And what does that mean for a Senate who many of the senators have said they wanted to see this go away. And other of the senators, including some of what we would call the swing votes, say they want to hear witnesses. They want to hear this play out because many of them think it will actually clear the president. So it would be an opposite effect of what some of the Democrats are saying. Needless to say, this is something that we've been talking about for over 4 weeks now, and it comes to another hill, and then we go down the valley again, and how it comes out on the other side, you don't know. You don't know what's going to be said, how it's going to be perceived, how this all plays out. It's like any kind of a court scenario, except for that it's on a much higher scale, and the stakes are that much higher. You know, for weeks we've had, and I'm so proud of this audience, for weeks we've had an unofficial poll, so to speak, going on whether or not you thought the president was going to really formally be impeached. I mean, he's got impeachment tagged on him, but impeachment where that's it, he's out. And it's gone 60-40, where 60% of you say, no way, ridiculous, and 40% of you say, wait and see. So this is that wait and see part, and the wait and see part is whether or not the trial and how it unfolds, what will happen when the votes basically go down. I mean, that's what happens here. It's such unusual territory and very strange to talk about it with these parameters that are kind of, I'm going to say, they're kind of all over the map, if you will, because it is a map that we're, you know, it's a map that we're looking at. And how the witnesses, if there is witnesses, which I think there will be, I think there'll be a vote for that, how the witnesses are perceived and what they say, and of course one of the main ones would be this Lev Parnas, who, like I said Trump knew exactly what was going on with the Ukrainian pressure campaign, and he spoke out for the first time. Rachel Maddow got that exclusive interview and talked about what he says happened and what he knows to be true. And now, you know, you've got this guy and you've got John Bolton and several others that I'm sure will end up being called. It is very strange, I have to say, watching this unfold late in the day where people were handed out pens and they had the signing and then did the walk across the rotunda, past the rotunda, and over to the Senate. What do you think? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. Don't forget, Nail the Score. Still coming up, not Nail the Politician, Nail the Score in our third segment. We have an AFC and NFC championship game, after all. Hang with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed best. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
It was never about corruption. It was never, it was strictly about the Burisma, which included Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
So that's Lev Parnas, a little bit of what he says, what it was all about. He is the indicted Rudy Giuliani associate, if you don't know who he is, and he is certainly one of the main characters in this White House alleged Ukrainian pressure campaign. He repeated many times to Rachel Maddow of MSNBC that the president knew exactly what was going on despite the repeated denials. Kate Delaney, this is where we're at. We're going to punt it to nail the score coming up in our next seg, but this is a very, very big moment. Parnas assisted, he asserted rather, that he was the one on the ground doing Trump and Giuliani's work, and that's the secret they're trying to keep, he said. What he also threw in is, why would President Zelensky's inner circle or minister or any of those people meet with him? Who am I? They were told to meet with me. So his comments are certainly the most forceful implication, you could say, so far of the president. And they come as we're approaching the Senate impeachment trial that I talked about at the top, with the House formally presenting the two articles of impeachment to the chamber. And Democrats are saying, or Democrats allege anyway, that Trump abused his office by directing pressure, a pressure campaign for the Ukraine to announce an investigation into former VP Joe Biden in exchange for $400 million in U.S. security aid and a White House meeting. And of course, the president's tweeted about this. He's talked about it before. He's denied any kind of wrongdoing and has tried to really distance himself from Parnas. It's really Parnas and his business partner, Igor Fruman. And they were charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. elections and using a straw donor to obscure the true source of those donations. Wow. Again, this is an interesting turn of events, needless to say, because of the whole who's the witness, who's being called, what does that mean, and what will we ultimately decide is the right course of action. It's not we decide, it's we, the people we elected, decide, because they are in the middle, they will be next week in the middle of a trial. That's it. And I gotta think, with the federal subpoenas issued on Giuliani's associates, that he might not be far behind that. You know, he's so tied to them. The Wall Street Journal says the subpoenas contained a list of potential charges that are being considered, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction of justice, money laundering, making false statements to the federal government. And there's lots of materials that are being sought from the subpoena. Giuliani has told the Wall Street Journal he was not directly contacted and claimed that there is an effort to spread as many lies about him as possible and to destroy his reputation so he's not credible when he continues to reveal all of what he's saying, the massive evidence of criminality, really, by the Bidens, is what he says. Parnas and Fruman allegedly helped Giuliani, because that's where they came from. He's the initial lead guy into investigating ex-VP Joe Biden. And we know all these facts. We know all of this. What we don't know is, if called, how that plays out and what that ultimately means in any kind of an impeachment scenario that's deeper than it is now. Pete King says that the Democrats' impeachment has backfired. He's saying, yeah, he thinks it shows how really empty the Democrats' case is against the president, because they rushed the articles to the House. They didn't subpoena the witnesses like initially was thought would happen. And then you've got Senators Collins and Murkowski saying it's too early to decide on the witnesses, but they could subpoena Hunter Biden to testify at the Senate impeachment trial about his business dealings with a Ukrainian gas company. And that's what they were asked, both of those senators. So there's a process that's going to happen, and there'll be a timeline that'll be drawn up, I suppose. And then they'll judge which specific witnesses would be called. They could subpoena Biden, Joe Biden, if the Democrats insist on having witnesses like a national security advisor, John Bolton, which I believe they will. So that means Joe Biden, who is running for president, probably gets subpoenaed too as well. And certainly his son would be, certainly his son would be subpoenaed, basically, on what we said, on what has been said. And all this stems from, again, this July 25th phone call where the president asked his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate the Bidens and what that means, and what it, how it plays out in the trial phase is what will be determined. So we do still have, we have some clarity as to what's happening next, but there still is a lot of fog around some of the details. McConnell's saying, you heard me say this before, likely opening arguments on Tuesday, decisions on who the witnesses would be and a vote on that. What about the impeachment coverage? I mean, is this going to be wall to wall? Are we going to see this on the tube? And I mean, it's certainly going to be scrutinized. It's going to be a heavily scrutinized event in our polarized nation. Journalists covering the trial have been warned that restrictions on media access is going to happen. the restrictions will be different than those put in place during the State of the Union Inauguration Day or even some of the other things that have happened apparently in the past. A preliminary security plan would limit the movement of credentialed media members, so they'd be restricted to a designated area, and they could only speak to senators who approach them. Now, of course, under normal conditions, when you have what they call a hard pass on the Hill, you can approach anyone you want in the hallways. You see that all the time on the tube. Ambush! Or not ambush. Chase them down. That's what happens on the way to the elevator, all that kind of stuff. But that's, and that's typical of what happens. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen here. What about cell phones? What about breaking reports? You know, all that whole thing. And why is that important? Because some of the information that comes out is what you and I would get first. Senator Roy Blunt, the chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, said the changes that they're making are necessary to keep emotional and intense impeachment proceedings running smoothly. He told reporters that keeping senators from being mobbed in the hallway was a legitimate concern. And how can they handle historic duties without having to fight their way onto an elevator? Why do they have to do that? And Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota said she's a staunch believer in the First Amendment, thinks it's wrong. Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, called the restrictions a huge mistake, so he agrees, said they seem designed to shield senators from having to deal with crowds of journalists in the hallway. Well, it sounds like there's not going to be any hallway dance happening for any of the senators, Democrat or Republican, in dealing with what's happening with impeachment. But you can bet that this is going to be wall-to-wall coverage. Because this is it. This is the end of the road. From here, it's yay or nay. What happens moving forward? I mean, that's it. I can guarantee you this. I'm going to say probably by February 14th, we won't be talking about it unless we're talking about the avalanche of whatever happened afterwards. But the actual proceedings, the trial, all of that, I would be hard-pressed to believe that that would continue that long. I don't think so at all. I don't think so. Keep your eye on the bouncing ball, that's for sure, because it's only going to get more interesting as we get deeper into this. Let's talk some football coming up. We're going to switch gears for a segment. And do that nail the score thing. I got to give you the payoff because you have two chances to win the AFC and NFC championship games. Call this number and you can be a part of the fun. 855-266-5283.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is getting ready to begin.
Today is an important day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the sending of articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. voters in America should decide who our president is.
Seven members of the House, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will manage the prosecution during the impeachment trial.
The appropriate remedy, indeed the only remedy, is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring fairness to what he calls a political process.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The trial is expected to begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It's come down to this. It's the AFC and the NFC Championship game. A very big weekend, one that probably doesn't include your favorite team. Many of you listening to us that not just are in Texas but other places that are Cowboy fans. Hey, at least you have a new coach, Mike McCarthy. But no football team in the championship NFC game. However, it is the Packers and the 49ers. The Titans and the Chiefs are the AFC championship teams, and they get the first up dibs on Sunday, 3:05 Eastern. It kicks at Arrowhead. Kansas City is favored by 7 in this. That's the line, the over-under 53. Wow. Did they watch that last game? How about 6:40 Eastern? Packers and the 49ers. The 49ers are favored. It is in Santa Clara, California, their home. 45 is the total point spread, just to know it, over under. Which do you prefer? Curious. The San Francisco 49ers are favored by a touchdown and a half, so 7.5 points. All that stuff I just told you, it doesn't matter, right? Maybe not. You just pick who you think is going to win. That's the name of the game here on this show, because if you nail the score, you get bragging rights and some fabulous prizes. We have had some big winners in the past, but it has been a very long time. It's kind of like the lottery. They say you have to play to win, but you don't have to pony up any cash to play this one, so it's truly worth it. I know my Tucson friends always email the show, but you can do that with your guests. You can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and for the AFC, pick Titans or the Chiefs. For the NFC, Packers and the 49ers, and what you think the score is going to be. Or you could just do one of the games, but it gives you two chances to win. So I think it makes it that much more fun, right? Why not have an extra chance? So I'm going to jolt out the number to you again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. And we don't have to walk any papers over and across any hall. There's nobody walking papers to me. You already know what the games are. It's that simple. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Is this the Mahoney hotline?
It is.
Give me Kansas City 35-28. Yeah, cool. That'll work.
And, what about... NFC, what do you think? Packers? Are you thinking Packers? Are you thinking 49ers?
I'm not ever going with the San Francisco. Never mind. 28-19, Pack.
All right, I like your guesses. I do. I like your guesses. Pete, go back to your bunker and thank you. Anybody out there listening, look alive. It's easy. Just jam on the digits. 855-266-5283. I'm sure some of you are driving around saying, has this woman lost her marbles? Does she know that the articles of impeachment were walked across the rotunda on live television and it's all unfolding in the Senate soon, next Tuesday? Of course, that's all we've been talking about. Impeachment, impeachment. I feel like people adopt a word when they start the year. And so many people have said to me, what's your word? What's your word? What's your word? And on this show, we are forced to have words like impeachment, 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 night after night after night after night. Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? The Russian investigation. Russia, Russia, Russia. There's always some sort of theme. But seriously, very historical. Speaking of historical, NFL, Titans and the Chiefs, AFC. Green Bay Packers and the 49ers. Who do you like? Let's go out to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Actually in Florida right now.
Oh, you're in Florida. Oh, the weather's good there, right?
Hello?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I'm going to go to Chiefs 37, Titans 26, and Packers 31-24 over San Fran.
Woohoo! All right, I love it. Have fun in the Sunshine State. Enjoy your time watching these games, Sharon. Sharon and Pete, they are the Steady Eddies that have been calling for years playing Nail the Score. Others have come and gone like the tides. And then newbies show up, especially through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. In my mailbag. I think some of you are working when you listen to this show. So this is the deal. AFC, NFC championship game, Titans and the Chiefs, Packers and the 49ers. You don't have to do both, but it gives you more chances to win. So why not? And just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and boom. Let me do that again. Boom. You are in just like that. All right, Nathan, you have two chances to win. What do you think? He's scrambling around for those answers.
Scrambling.
Titans or the Chiefs in the AFC?
Yes, the AFC. Let's give it to the Chiefs. We'll do 32-27.
Ooh, 32-27. I like it. And then in the NFC, you've got the...
Pack and the 49ers?
Yeah.
Well, I can't not do the Pack. I just... My neighbors will...
Be upset.
Yeah, they won't.
Okay.
they won't shake my hand anymore. Yeah, let's make it big. Let's make it big. 38-34
I like it. You are locked and loaded, as they say, Nathan. Nice. All right, I'm going to say, you know, this is tough. It is, because I saw the Titans do what I thought they couldn't do. Derrick Henry is a machine. But I saw the Chiefs with a major comeback and everything that Pat Mahomes, as they say on the State Farm commercial. I see what Pat Mahomes is also capable of. And, boy, I'm picking the Chiefs. I think it's hard to go against the Chiefs. Plus my pal Jill, who's actually been on the show in the past, is very smart, very smart. She loves the Chiefs. She grew up in a tiny, tiny town called Pittsburgh, Kansas. When she said she was from Pittsburgh, I immediately thought Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But there's a Pittsburgh, Kansas. People might be listening to us in Pittsburgh, and the Chiefs had a good season. So I like the Chiefs to win this. I like the Chiefs to win this pretty big. I'm going to say the Chiefs win it 42-28. I know, oddball score, right? I can't win anything, but I'm going to just put it out there, put it on the line. All right, Packers and the 49ers. Everybody is picking the Packers, and I feel like I need to pick the Packers, too. Aaron Rodgers is a magician, isn't he? Even when he's not playing to the best that we've seen him, he still somehow finds ways to pull off plays that I can't believe he did. Not that the 49ers haven't done similar things in certain games. I like Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, the two Aarons to me, put them together, and that's a big piece of this. So I like the Packers to win it. I'm going to say the Packers win it 31-21. So I actually think there's a 10-point difference in this. That would mean the Packers absolutely cover the spread. And the same thing for the Chiefs. I think both of those teams cover the spreads. For what it's worth, I will throw that out there. I used to live in Vegas, you know. Let's go to, let's see here, Ron in Hannibal, Missouri, listening to us on KHMO. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron, I'm glad you called. So I'm thinking you're going to pick the Chiefs, right?
Oh, you got it. You got it. I'm going to pick a real big 48-21. Yeah.
What do you think in the other game? We could throw that out for grins, you know, so Packers or 49ers?
Packers, 27-24.
Ooh, 27-24. I like it. Hey, I like your Chiefs. It was fun watching that game.
What a comeback.
What a comeback. I told the story on the air. My mother-in-law, who could care less about football, kept asking me a million questions. I thought she was, you know, the poor lady has COPD. I'm serious. I thought she was going to run out of breath. She was so excited. She is all about the Chiefs. I like when I get her a Chiefs jersey. It was so cool to see that. And so congratulations to your Chiefs, and good luck to them. And Ron, thanks for calling us and being a participant in Nail the Score. Just like that, it was that easy. Got a whole bunch of emails, it looks like, so all of those will count. Don't worry about it. And it will be interesting to see the Chiefs coming back from that enormous comeback game. I mean, just, you know, incredible to see what they did. It really, really was fun. And, you know, you wonder about Mahomes and what he's going to get in his next contract. How much will he get a year? I heard someone say today, maybe $50 million a year. Whew. Wow. That Mahomes makes some money. All right, thanks for playing. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Yeah. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yes, let's dig in the mailbag. Certainly, it's interesting. The Dow was up, up, up. Why? Because the U.S. and China signed a truce. That wasn't lost on Michael, who says he's a farm dude, and he is excited about the possibilities of the future. Michael wrote me this earlier in the day. He said, Delaney, I think you're paying attention to so much of what's happening in impeachment. You might have taken your eye off the China prize. You were owning that story, in my opinion, to all the people that I listened to. So now I'm sure you're aware that they signed the Phase One trade agreement and they're going to resolve this tariff dispute that has really rocked the land that I'm marching on, and so many of my friends are too. So this is happening, this is good, and it's good to see the numbers up on the street too, by the way. Yeah, so sure, the Dow ended above 29,000 for the first time on Wednesday, and the S&P 500 also was at a record high after that Phase One was signed, and the signing does mean that China will buy an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. farm products. That's why he's saying that. Woohoo! How about all the farmers that listen to this show? Gotta like that. Seriously, in a pinch. In fact, I just did an interview with somebody that's coming up here on the show where they talk about the fact that being on, they're seeing what's happening to the farms, not just in the Midwest, but the farms in Vermont and other places too. So anyway, so they're going to do that, and that's over 2 years. And there's a baseline of $186 billion in purchases in 2017. That's what they had. So think about that, and then the $200 billion, they use that as the baseline. And again, $200 billion. This means you can focus, or the street will focus on the upcoming quarterly earnings reports, and that will move the needle, I think, even more on the market. And then, of course, all U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports are going to be done, or will be removed and completed as soon as the phase two part is done, and they're going to start those negotiations. So this is a good thing. Thanks for pointing that out. Absolutely, I'm aware of it. You gotcha. Then I got this one from Orion, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while now. I thought you would find it funny about the tweet, the Trump tweet, where he said, if I were the guys at Apple, I would pay attention to, I would pay attention to what's going on. What? I think you're confused about that. About the Make America Great thing. I think what you were trying to say is the president went after Apple for refusing to unlock iPhones used by drug dealers and criminals, he was saying, and all of that. He tweeted, they will have to step up to the plate and help our great country now make America great again. And he was referring to the failure by Apple to decrypt local info, you know, data on two iPhones linked to that shooting at the Pensacola Naval Base in December. Remember, that's always a big deal about unlocking or not and privacy and, I mean, of course. And so that's what that was about. I hope I cleared that up. They couldn't get the information that they wanted because they refused to unlock it. That's the bottom line. And the president got hot, sent out a tweet about it, and that was that. All right, this one is from Colin, and Colin says, I listened to you in Tucson. I was on my way to the gym one night, and I happened to catch the show, and I really liked it because you weren't like those one-trick pony dudes who keep hitting the same thing over and over and over again, but I get it. So I'm wondering what you think happens. And I know this is a loaded question. What happens in the Senate with the whole impeachment trial? Do you think we're going to see the president bounced from his house on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Or are the people who keep pursuing this going to look like they're in a bouncy house? I think you're trying to do a pun thing on me. I don't know. I mean, I look into the crystal ball, and the crystal ball tells me ask again later. And the reason I say that is because, first of all, the hurdles of the witnesses, and who are the witnesses? And you have this Lev Parnas who spewed on Rachel Maddow that the president lied, and he knew exactly what was going on. And I've posed in a million pictures for him, or at least half a dozen, and I was just the one on the ground that was doing the president's work and Giuliani's work, and that's the secret they're trying to keep. So that's a big implication of the president and certainly of his lawyer. But how does that fall when the questioning, it's different being questioned by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, which was a huge deal that she, you know, bravo to her to get that interview. But that's different than when, if and when he would be called and how that would be play out with the Republicans asking him questions. And of course, the Democrats, it would be a layup. They would take the script of what happened on MSNBC. The president is denying wrongdoing and saying, you know, he's pretty much distanced himself from Parnas and his business partner, Igor Fruman, after they were charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. elections. And remember, then they used the straw donor to kind of, not kind of, to obscure the source of the political donations. And they pled not guilty to those charges. The witness thing matters. Because it'll matter as to whether or not we hear from him, which I don't know. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that doesn't happen, but maybe it doesn't. Okay, here's another one. This one is from the Mac Attack, who has been actually emailing us a lot. He says, Kate, I know you're paying attention to the Houston Astros scandal, and now it has spread to the Boston Red Sox, thanks to Alex Cora. What do you make of this? Oh, it's terrible. I mean, you got Pete Rose saying, hey, how come I can't get in the Hall of Fame? But then you have these guys flat out stealing signals all the time, and both teams winning World Series. Alex Cora dumped by the Boston Red Sox as the manager. And the Major League Baseball report comes out, and it's not good at all. And think how many people were complicit, but they're not going to go after all the players. I mean, how could they go after all the players? You'd have to just deplete the teams. That's what would happen. So this scandal is one that will forever, I think, taint the Astros. And, you know, I talked to A.J. Hinch. I had him on a couple shows on NBC. Liked him, liked talking to him before the Astros were at spring training and then during the season. He's gone. He's not the manager any longer because he would have been aware of what was happening, allegedly, right? So you got to think about this. It just kind of jades you. The Astros were dominating a sport where they won 315 games in a World Series title the past three seasons, and now they have this hanging over their head. You know, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred did a one-year bans on the Astros general manager and manager A.J. Hinch. And, of course, they were fired by the owner, Jim Crane, after that. Of course they would be fired. So, I don't know, but to me it's an asterisk, right? And what does it mean? What does it mean that Alex Cora's name was all over everything? Well, he was involved, he was pushing for it. And the fact that the Red Sox could face serious discipline despite getting rid of course, because think of their World Series title, too. Okay, let's try to squeeze in one more. This one is from JoJo. Kate, who wins the Super Bowl? JoJo, ask again later. Thanks for all the emails. Go to katedelaneyradio.com and let your thoughts flow by clicking on contact. Make it count, everybody.
Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.